Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
My, you've been blessed one more time to come before you. I'm so excited to have this opportunity because God is so good. He has allowed us an opportunity to share something with you. Hopefully, we'll put you in a position to understand. This is the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. You know, get some clarity. This is Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. We want you to be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number, as I get everybody set up, ready to go, bring them back live so we can make it do what it do. We're just really excited that we have this chance to come with you because, see, God has blessed us to a point where we want you to be a part of this. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually, your location, you can chat with Dr. Lowe D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. It's all about talking about issues in our neighborhood block by block. If you want to check us out on the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show at WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. You have an opportunity to tweet. We're glad to have you as you tweet us on Twitter. That's at WBSW_internet_talk_rail, at The Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. On Instagram, we have two vehicles working today. We want to give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and also the brothers and all of the Divine Nile, especially my brothers of Phi Beta Sigma that's joining us. And I see Blue_Beast96. We'll give you a shout out. We're going to wait to get a minute. We want to give a shout out to those brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter because they're not only is they allowing us to broadcast through their Instagram, but they're also sponsors and partners with us. And we want to make sure we give them a shout out because they're investing in making sure we're interactive and available to you. Also, we're being broadcast on Instagram at Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And on Facebook, that's facebook.com/DRL Dalberto Smith. You can also check out on-demand episodes. We have 578 episodes with the one today. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, YouTube, television. You have an opportunity just to be a part of this and go back and check out those. But you can go back to Google search and type in WBSW Radio and it'll pop up to, it'll populate the site so you can go and check out those 577 episodes. But with the one today is 578. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 33 countries. And we're really excited about having the opportunity to share this platform with you because we're all about bringing some thoughts, some ideals, focusing on the issues, just plain old life issues we want to talk about with. Also, you can register for WBSW Radio giveaways. You can do that by sending us your name, along with a transactional means, being Cash App, if that's what you have, PayPal, or Venmo, or Zelle. Send that to us, and you will have an opportunity to be put in the raffles. Now, we're in raffle at this time, right at 9 trips the last 2 years. And this is all also our fifth year into operation. So this is our 5-year anniversary as of September 27th that's passed. We started this 2017. We're still focusing on making sure we're interactive and we are access to you so you can get the word out. Now, I mentioned all the Cash App. I mentioned the Cash App transactional, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, to send me your name along with one of those to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. This is to register for our giveaways, and we give away trips, and we have a couple major trips coming up. And if you're interested, make sure you register. You can register by typing in on Facebook, Instagram, and along with calling in if you want to. Those transactional mean along with your name. If you want to comment, type it in on Facebook or Instagram. It's fine. We'll look forward to working on pulling that off and get you registered. But we have two major trips coming up. Thanksgiving. It's our Thanksgiving giveaway. A lot of people are giving away turkeys. We're not giving away turkeys, but we're going to give away a 5-day, 4-night trip to Las Vegas. We will pay for the 4 nights. We'll pay the fees for the 4 nights. And you're to handle all the other necessary things that go along with it if you win through the registration and the raffle. And then for Christmas, we're going to be giving away a 5-night, 6-day trip Cancun. We'll take care of the 5 nights. So we want you to register for these giveaways. Now, we want to give a shout-out to those individuals who are sponsoring this. We give a shout-out to TriStar LLC, a consulting firm out of Selma, Alabama, who works with individuals when you're writing grants, along with several other things they're doing. They work on training leaders as well as leadership and management. And we want you truly give a shout-out to the owner and operator, Mr. William Scott, and his number is 334-320-5438. Mr. William Scott, 334-320-5438. See how TriStar LLC can help you in what you're aspiring to do. Also, LNA Lawn Service, the manicure experts in South Central Alabama. For more information on how they can serve you, you can call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. And then we want to give a shout out to another group of sponsors, not only the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, Fraternal Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, but to our team members of WVSW Radio, the internet station, all putting back, as well as we have an opportunity to be filled. To fill my cup, Lord. And that's what we ask God to do for us, and we want to give back to help fill your cup. The title of today's show is No. It's a powerful word. We had several segments on our other shows dealing with relationship about the word no. Too many times individuals get caught up in not really, really understanding the word no. As a retired educator, for a long time, 30-plus years, now I say 40 years, since working on the higher education level, the word that always troubles young people when you tell them in the secondary and elementary level is the word no. They will come back when you tell them no and ask you in another way, but they still ask you, and the answer still is no, we always say it. Then we had that, I'm going to say, slogan that you will always use, what part of the end of the O you didn't understand. So that was a way to kind of get the word. It may not be the way to move that in that direction now, but I'm through traditional time. I am conventional time, but I work in more of the post-conventional time with higher education, and they still have to hear the word no. So no is a powerful word. So we want to take an opportunity and talk about how powerful is the word no. See, in our time, people don't quite understand, but we want to talk about why do people have a hard time with the word no. That's N-O. One of the most interesting things that about wanting to say no is that we are, I want you to listen, the one who can end up get hurt in the end. See, when you a lot of time you say no, it's that, it's important to understand that when you say no, it is that we, the one sometimes that say no, are the one who end up getting the most, because we put some things into it. Because when you come to me and ask me something, it stands for a loan. And I don't want to hurt your feelings, so it's kind of hard for me to say no. So in essence, I will try to offer you some opportunities and some alternative to giving the money. Because my mom always said, "Man, put that word. Listen to that word, give the money." My mom always say, "Loan people how much you can stand to be without." And I want you to keep that in mind. Loan them just enough where you will not at times miss it if they don't pay you back. You know, as he said, the word no creates problems where the person saying it or the one hurt, because a lot of times when you say no, people will try to make you feel bad. They try to say, why can't you give me this? In essence, they'll say, why can't you loan this? Then they will come up with all these great things for dealing with how they're going to pay you back. And one of the things I hear a lot of these shows and the pundits talk about, that when people say, I'm going to pay you back when I get my income back. You know, that's a ploy that a lot of people are not willing to pay you back, because by the time they get their income tax, other things are built up. And they're at that point, they can't take care of the things that are happening now. So how are they going to pay you back? So a lot of times, you're the one truly get hurt, because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But you also have to think about, can I put myself financially in a position where I will be without? Will I put myself in a position that I have to literally hunt you down to kind of get my money? I don't even put in a position when you tell me I'm going to pay you Friday, and when Friday come, I don't see you. You hide from me. Then the next Friday come, you disappear. And the next Friday, you're going to tell me that I'm sorry about the last two Fridays, but I got you next Friday. So you're the one that end up getting hurt. So it's hard, you know, it's hard to say no to individuals, especially the ones you love and you care about. Let's take it beyond that to a generic situation. Let's look at when we out in the dating world. It is a looking to date. One of the hardest words to try to tell people who are so aggressive, no. You always get into a point where you set up to say, well, let me think about it. So they got you when you have to think about it. So they plan on that emotional part, that inner self that already telling you that you probably should say no, but you don't want to hurt their feelings. So we have to be very careful with that. That's why we'll say people have a hard time with the word no. Not only you saying no, people accepting no. See, let's look at the other side there, because we want to see why it's so hard for that person to accept the word no. First of all, especially if it's a family member, they come and they come to you, they lean on the family shield. That's what we would call it. So they come to you and say the crash, that family crash, we'll call it. When you are able to say, uncle, can I have it? Or brother, can I borrow it? You know, and you can't tell them no because they're family. Blood is thicker than water. But you also have people who are so said to be friends. They'll come to you, you know, and I have a challenge that, I won't say a challenge, but a concern that I have when people want to borrow something, especially money, they want to text you. I know that's the way we're doing it today, meaning texting is communication in a fashion that we're comfortable with. But I'm not comfortable with loaning money to anybody. if you can't come to me and stand in front of me and ask me, if that makes you feel belittled, well, I'm going to feel up little, up by not doing it. I think it's so important that I have to meet you in a way we can meet eye to eye. We got to say, let me see what's in your heart. Because if I loan you this money, do you truly stand behind the word? We call it, some people like hiding behind the keyboard. They're asking you on the phone, and that's a keyboard that asks you, can I borrow it? And it's hard for you to say no. So we have to be kind of careful with that word. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's one, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actual location. Then you can chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith, and we'll have a good conversation, a spirited debate, a spirit of agreement about no, it's a powerful word. I'll give a shout out to, we have Adela Kipo 3. Thank you so much. Adelia Kipo 3. We have Aya Sami underscore comfort. That's Alice. Nah. Underscore comfort. We have Jim. Thank you, Jim Tukoski. Thank you for joining us. You're joining us a lot of time. Thank you so much, Jim, on our show on hopefully Wednesday night with our host, Lisa Levine. Thank you so much. And you call in sometime also on our other shows. Thank you so much, Jim, for joining us. Let's kind of look at no in a matter and having the right way to say no. Is there a right way to say no? And I want people to think about that. I don't want you to, you have an opportunity to type in comments on either Facebook, Instagram, because we have two vehicles with Instagram, one with Facebook. Type in your comments. Discuss why you have the right to say no. That's what we're going to discuss. Why do I have the right to say no? Let me just think about this for a second, because I have the right to say no because you're asking me to give something of myself. I have to choose to make the decision to give it to you. It shouldn't trigger anything in you because I say I'm willing, whether it's financially, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally, whether emotionally, I have a right to say no. And a lot of people have a problem with understanding why you said no. It's like you don't have the right to say no. So we look at this in this manner, that why do so many people have an issue telling someone, they have a question, no. Why do you have an issue? I just touched on a few things. Why do you have an issue? What is your problem? I want you to type in your comments and let me know. What is your problem with telling someone else no? See, the truth lies in the obvious part of this. See, it needs to be pleased. But rather in the facts that some of us have the tendency to put others' objectives above our own. See, it's a need to please because it's a need to please. Now, the right way to say no is to also put your objectives, put your health, put your emotions, put your mental capacity in place, make it an objective so it's easier for you to say no. See, we look at it and we want to help everybody because we have a helping spirit, whether you help someone or not. God has blessed you with a helping spirit. So when people come, we figure we have to help those individuals. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we do. So I want you to kind of keep in mind the thought of saying no in the right way. See, we, again, have the inability to say no stems from the fact that we want to reassure and make others feel comfortable is a notion you have to shake. You have to get rid of sometimes. You have to do it immediately. See, we want to make them feel comfortable with without answer. It doesn't matter for some people how comfortable you are with saying no, they still want to make you feel bad because you said no. See, being unable to say no because of that fear you have is not only unfair to ourselves, but it can be unfair to the other person as well. Because now you're not operating with truth. You're not operating with realness. You're not operating with reality. See, you're responding based on your emotion. Remember, we talked about, we're going to share this because it was another show. We talked about emotions of feelings versus reality. See, saying no in the right way relies on reality. Has nothing to do with emotion. See, when you, if it's hard for you to say no, you're now operating with feelings and emotion. It's nothing to do with reality. So you got to realize that I am not selfish. However, I have to be selfless when I'm dealing with things. I have to think about myself, and a lot of time I think about others. So the right way to say no is that you think about, by me saying no, it's fair. See, if I say I have a hard time saying no, that's unfair to me in my circumstances. It is unfair to you and your circumstances. So the right way to say no is to say no. You don't have to be questioned to say why you said no. That's one of the things I found out as a long-time educator. That when I told children no, they want to come back and say why. See, I always say some adults, and a lot of adults is nothing but large, oversized, grown children. They keep some of the things that they had as a youth and bring it into adulthood. So you have to keep in mind that me saying no, I have to consider myself. Some people say that's being selfish, but I'm being unselfish because I'm saying no because it's unfair to me and it's unfair to you. So what we have to keep in mind, the right way to say no. Keep in mind that the right way to say is that am I saying no based on emotions and feelings? Or am I saying no based on reality? The reality is that I'm looking at my circumstances to see if I'm able to ask that question in a manner that could help both of us. See, I want you to always remember that, because a lot of people will use a guilt trip on you. So you have to be kind of careful when you're dealing with people. That's why you don't operate with emotions and feelings. You operate with reality. The reality is that no is good for both of us. See, I don't want no unfair advantage, especially in my life. So what I want you to understand is when I feel good and operate with reality, when I say no, that ain't unfair to you. It ain't unfair to me. So I want to be fair to you. So I have to say no with the right conviction. I have to say that I am not able to help you right now. And I know some people say, come on now, you got to be able to do service and you got to be able to give and give and give and give. Let me tell you one thing. You can give until you give out. So always keep that in mind. You got to think about the right way to say no. Let me give a shout out. Last time I saw her, I thought she was on a cruise, but she is. Thank you. Enjoy yourself, my sister. A co-host of Men of Our Shows out of the state of California, Oakland, California. She's a beautiful young lady. And a twin sister. Both of them beautiful. Their hearts are beautiful. She's speaking about how beautiful the heart is. And the heart is beautiful for these ladies. Because no matter what they went through, the foundational principles led them back to starting an organization that owning my truth, owning my own truth, being able to own what's going on with me. And I know what's going on. I'm going on it. Good, bad, or indifferent. But we give a shout out to our co-host of Talking Real to You, time to time, the Dr. Lowe's, the Love Cafe. There's an idea she come on the Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. Ms. Tara Robinson, owning my own roof. Out of Oakland, California. I call her the lady that put the boots on the ground. She's working all through Oakland, in the streets, providing in many forms and fashion. Sister, keep doing what you're doing. Truly love you. Keep doing what you're doing. She's sending me love, and I'm sending it back to her. I'm giving a shout out to Zeta Kitty, 72. Thank you so much, Sarah, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Let's move forward. Before we do that, we want to give a shout out to our sponsors of our giveaways that we're going to be giving away on next week. On Tuesday night, we'll be giving away and when I say giveaway, we're raffling off a trip. It won't cost you nothing but send your name along with a transactional meaning to me. We're giving away a trip to Las Vegas. We're going to pay for the hotel costs, meaning that we're paying for the 4 nights. It's 5 days, 4 nights to Las Vegas. You are to, you know, work out on getting your trip and travels set up yourself, but that's easy enough, a little expense on you. You can go in and you can go to the casino and enjoy yourself. But we'll be giving away on Tuesday, and that's the 22nd. That's Dr. Lowe's show at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Send me your name along with a transaction meme. That meaning money transaction, however you want to call it. You can call it Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, or Zelle. Send me away and with your name, and we're gonna put you in the raffle. And we're gonna raffle off that trip. Then on right before Christmas, this is our Thanksgiving giveaway. Right before Christmas, we're going to be giving away a trip to Cancun, Mexico. That's going to be a 5-night, 6-day trip. We're taking care of the hotel for 5 nights. But you have to get me your name. And you can type it in right here where you are. Don't leave before you type it in. Zeta Kitty 72. Taylor_Hokum 0. Yeah, I got it right, but you helped me out. We're asking you to just type it in. Those are two just recently joined us. Type in your name along with your Cash App, your PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, or you can just send it to my email. That's Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. Lorenza D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. Send me your name along with one of those transactional means, because not only do we put you in for the raffle, we have vouchers we're giving away as well. We get food vouchers, gas vouchers. We know we got some challenging times. Then we send a little love offering to you. I have to get your name. You send it to my email, or you can type it in on the stream right now, and I'll make sure I write it down. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so proud to be able to come back. We want to our sponsor, TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott, 334-320-5438. LMA Lawn Service, Mr. Tony Stallworth, 334-300-0740. The Brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, a Phi Theta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and the team members of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, all putting it in so we can make sure those prizes, those trips. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to move forth our format. We're going to look at how to say no to others and why you should not feel guilty. You know, I touched on it as I was talking about the right way to say no. You know why you shouldn't feel guilty? I'm going to give a wave to my frat brother and my chapter brother, and I will be giving you a shout-out in a minute. I said it earlier. If you operate in the realm of emotions and feelings versus reality. See, you can say no when you're in reality. But when you allow individuals to let you operate with your feelings and your emotional side, it is hard to say no, because you want to hurt their feelings. But I said, when you operate with reality, you are being fair to them and to yourself. You should never say yes when you don't feel like yes is the answer. You should never take that opportunity to promise somebody something when you know you're not going to do it. So when you operate in the reality, it's easy to say, I just want to be honest with you, brother, and trust how I feel, because this affects my feelings. I have to say no, sister. I have to say no to you, because if I don't say no, I'm being unfair to myself and unfair to you, because I hate to give it or do it and feel like I shouldn't have. That's a feeling. That's an emotion. But reality say I can say no with no problem, so I won't have to feel guilty. See, let's look at how to say no to others. It could be family members, friends, cohorts, organization members, or whoever it may be. And you won't feel guilty about that. See, the two simple letters, one simple word, but it is so difficult for you to say no and don't feel guilty. It's because I gave you a good example. It's operating in feelings or reality. See, most of the time, we feel like we disappointed someone. That's why we start to feel guilty. But you have to think about sometime beyond what's in front of you. If it's something financially, you got to think about, will this person be able to pay me back? Will this person be able to withstand or withhold the promise they make? It'll always be in the areas of finance. It's easy to, you have to work on saying no, even in relationships. You got to not feel guilty, because if you feeling guilty, because you're afraid you're going to disappoint someone. What you have to remember is that You're operating not as a people pleaser, but a people supporter. So you're not here to please everybody, but you support as many as you can. I want you to keep that in mind now. See, no matter what the reason is, learn how to say no. It's important. It's an important skill for your personal health and your well-being. See, your time and your energy is a precious resource. See, you don't want to use it unwisely. See, you want to be wise when you use your time and your energy. See, you can't please everybody some of the time. But you have to try to please yourself all of the time. If you're unpleased with the word, afraid, anxious, feel like you'll disappoint someone else, they say yes. So that way you're happy with your decision. But I tell you, that's operate based on feeling and emotion. That's one category in reality. No comes through reality. Saying yes when you really feel like no is a feeling that you'll disappoint someone. It's an emotion deep inside of you. If you're not able to put it in the right perspective, then you're not going to be happy with the decision that you make. Let me give a shout out to Brother Christopher Aaron Bennett of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Sacred Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, Brother Bennett. And also the Zeta 1920 chapter of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Shout out to the beautiful ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So you have to be wise when you dealing with saying no to others so you won't feel guilty. Just remember, your personal health and well-being, think about yourself. Think about whether you're being fair with yourself. If you realize you're unfair with yourself, then you have to easily say no and don't feel guilty about it. See, there's a lot of situations, family situations, friend situations, relationship situations will come up where you're going to have to be able to think about the reality of the whole situation. And you have to say no. And don't feel guilty about it. Because you've said based on reality, not feeling. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actually your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Linda D. Smith as he talks about no, it's a powerful word. Two letters, N and O, they're simple. One word is powerful. Sometime it'll set you free. Sometime it'll give you direction. Sometime it'll put a light inside of your body. It'll allow your soul to operate in a better way. Because as I said, your well-being is very important. It should be important to you. That's why by saying no and not feeling guilty, you being fair with your well-being and your personal health. Just keep your time and energy. It's important to you. You've been blessed by our Lord and Savior to be able to have the time and energy because he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. He said joy will come in the morning. That's why you got to trust and believe in me. You got to believe that, you know, if you ask, you will receive. If you knock, the door should be open. And everybody got to keep that in mind. Trusting our Lord and Savior to be able to let him work from your inner self. And your inner self allow you to work through reality. So you won't feel guilty about saying the most powerful word that is, that's no. We want you to keep it in mind. Give a shout out to truly an awesome, awesome young man. Thank you so much. Good friend. I feel like he's my good friend. He's like my brother. None other than Coach Darryl Pickett. He's known as Pick 9. Give a shout out to him and to his family. Shout out to his son, Drew Pickett, who's made a commitment to Wake Forest football. He'll be signing, assuming early signing period. Congratulations, Coach. Thank you for being a part of this as well. God has been good. Thank you so much. We shared the field of work together. We shared places together. Thank you so much, my brother. He's a member of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. We want to give you a shout-out, Brother Pickett. Thank you so much, because you're my brother, regardless what organization we're in. We're all brothers. That's what it's all about. So just remember, when you say no to others, you don't have to feel guilty about saying no, because you put this in the front of your mind. My personal health and well-being is important to me. It's unfair for me in my areas of personal health and well-being. It's unfair for me because I'm going to give my time and energy. Those are precious resources that should be used wisely. So by saying no, you have made the right choice based on the reality, not based on emotions, which is feeling. Let's definitely keep that in mind. Let's move forward to our next topic or start that's related to saying no, being a powerful word when you say it. There's a definition I want to share with you. Webster, in regards to someone saying no. To say no. That means one will not accept or agree to something that's being requested of you. Well, it's being said more than one time. You got to have the ability to say no. You have to have the ability to accept that you can't do it. And agree within you that I'm not able, because it's unfair for me to say to you yes when I really mean no. And we have to keep that in mind. And the next thing, which will be very important, we want to touch bases on, is truly look at 7 tips to say no effectively. 7 tips. Still, we want you to be a part of the show. I call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure you get you online. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell. Then I will for your location. And then you have a chance to chat with Dr. Lowen B. Smith on our title, No is a Powerful Word. Let me give a shout-out to Victoria's Attitude. She's joining us, Victoria. It's good to have you and be able to see you. Let's look at 7 ways. This is 7 ways to say no effectively because you're using reality. You remember when I say when you're afraid to say no, that's a feeling, emotion. When you say you're able to say no, that's reality. Because the reality of this whole thing is, I don't want to be unfair to myself and I don't want to be unfair to you by saying no when I really mean yes. not hard. So let's see the effective ways to be able to say no. You can say no in a polite manner. That's number one. You don't have to scream. You don't have to shout. Say it in a polite manner. No. I won't be able to do it. The next thing, you'll say, I wish there were two of me. That way I can accommodate you. But at this point, there's only one of me, meaning that one would say yes and the other would say no. The no is speaking today. So if I had another part that's able to say yes, then I can accommodate you. Right now, I can't. Just say, I wish it was two of me, man. I wish I could help you. I just can't help you right now. You need this, and I can't provide it because I already have my time and energy occupied. The third thing truly is important. See, unfortunately, now is not a good time. You have to think, now you're thinking about your energy, your time. You're thinking about being fair to yourself. And thinking about your personal health and your well-being. All that come into play by you saying, it's not a good time. I can't help you right now. And the next thing is, sorry, I am booked into something else right now. I got something else I have to do. I have to go here and do this. And, you know, the other one is not a good time. But then you say, I'm booked, man. That's a polite way to say it. See, that's effectively. That's saying no effectively. Or you can say, dang, man, I'm not able to fit this in right now. My schedule is packed, man. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. It goes back to the time and energy because I don't want to be overwhelmed. So I can only do this, and I have to focus on this, and that's no. The next thing I think is so important is you will say, sadly, I have something else to do. I just can't help you. And the one I've been talking and mixing in our discussion is that it would be unfair for me to say yes to you at this time. And it's unfair to me. So I just can't help you. So we keep that in mind when we're talking about saying no. Because you're going to encounter that. You might encounter that in the next 10 minutes. You might be at work. You might be communicating with someone. You might be at home. Whatever, you're going to come and you're going to have to say, no, man, I'm not going to be. You're going to get a call. You're going to say, no, man, I won't. No, y'all lay it out. No, cuz. No, bruh. Whoever, no, sis, I can't do it right now because I have so much on my plate right now. I don't have the time to fit it in my schedule. I don't have the energy to give you the greatest effort that you need. See, you have to be firm. See, a key thing that you remember, you have to stand firm and don't allow your feelings to manipulate your decision. That means you might change your mind. Think about your personal health and well-being. Think about your time and your energy as a precious resource. It's only precious to you. For others, your time and your energy is not precious for them. Because they got to focus on their own resources. So make sure you look at it. My time and my energy is precious to me. It's a resource I can't afford to give away right now. Our title of the show is No is a Powerful Word. You see how powerful that word is? Because it helps you to understand several things. And we'll go back and look at how you want to focus this. And put it in a situation so it don't be an issue for you. No allows you the opportunity to operate in reality and not with feelings and emotions. No gives you the chance to feel that I want to be fair to myself and fair to you, because if I'll be unfair to you, if I tell you I can do it when I can't. Not able to learn, not able to help. My time and my energy is important. That's self-preservation too. You got to understand we operate with our self-worth. We operate with self-part in us that says that we have to look out for ourselves. So our personal health and well-being, our energy and time, our resources, we just can't afford to waste. We have to be on time. We have to truly be able to say no, because it's unfair to you and it's unfair to me. And there are several things that we have to keep in mind. Because of feeling personal discomfort when people ask you things and you feel like you cannot be able to say no, you have to think in your mind, I need to draw the line in the sand. Because if I say yes, I'm not going to be able to help that person or myself. I draw the line, so if I say no, then I have to be comfortable with it. See, no can make you uncomfortable, or make the other person uncomfortable, but it can make you comfortable. You feel comfortable when you make that call, because you made the right decision, because you're truly operating, not feeling guilty or obligated. You're not to allow yourself to feel guilty and to the point that you're obligated to do everything people ask you. Forgive things that are going to hurt your resources. And you know, and they're not able to respond in the manner you think they should, even though they say they will. And I always tell people, I even tell some family members, you want to say you're going on this trip and you need to borrow a large sum of money to go on this trip. Wouldn't it be better if you thought twice about going on that trip? But I'm not for me to help you to go on a trip, because now you're not able to financially take care of that trip out of your own finance. You want to get more, a gift from me, so you can do it. How are you going to pay me back? Because you're in hope. How are you going to get out of hope? Don't dig it deeper. Help your family members, your friends, and your relationship, and say no. It is effective. Got to be firm. You don't have to disrespect anybody. The same matter that people will understand that I'm not going to feel uncomfortable when I say no. I'm not going to feel guilty or obligated. I'm not going to allow myself to be overloaded. I'm not going to cross my personal boundaries that I have. And I'm not going to say yes to please you. I have to say no to please me. Let's operate when we say no as a powerful word in the area of feeling emotion versus reality. What is your reality? What is your reality? We want to definitely join us on tomorrow night. We have an awesome show planned tomorrow night. And it's in regards to tell the truth. We talk about playing on life issues, but we want to tell the truth. We want to be straightforward. We're going to be real. It's going to be real talk. Join us at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. you have with the most. Miss Lisa Levine will be hosting the show, and I'll be right there beside a partner, and we're going to make it do what it do at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're on that West Coast, that's 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Coast Time. I look forward to having you here tomorrow. I hope something today we shared on Dr. Lowe's neighborhood, because we talk about issues that's in our community, in our homes, in our culture, being able to say no and allowing that to be the most powerful word, fail. It's just two letters, one word. It is powerful. Really appreciate you joining us. I want to give a shout out to everyone. If you're part of the D9, thank you so much for joining us. And also many of you others that joined us that had time to listen to what I was sharing in regards to saying no. Because truly, truly, I love you. I love you from my heart, each and every one of you. And it's truly from my heart. I want you to keep in mind, hashtag responsible. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Four is F-O-U-R. That's L-O-V-E, love. Communicate with love in your heart so the people around you can understand. Understand when you say no, it's for the good of both of us. Hashtag, we got this. The mindset. And as I get ready to close out, I want to really, really thank you. This is our 578th episode, pushing for 579 on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tell the truth. Our host is Ms. Lisa Levine and Dr. Lorenza B. Smith. We're going to just talk about plain old life issues. But we're going to tell the truth. Have an awesome rest of the evening and night. And be blessed. When you lie down tonight, ask the Lord to protect you, provide for you. And you think you're humble enough or worthy enough, he'll wake you up in the morning. Enjoy the coming in the morning. No matter what you're going through, you have to believe. Have an awesome rest of the evening. And I want to say this because it's truly, I want to be able to tell you. I love you, and there's a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening.